live the glory days.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you.
We're bebopping around today.
Opportunities long gone for some of us, but for some,
speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself.
Okay, fine. You're not speaking for me.
Oh, man, we had fun. So my kiddo is 9. We're joined by Maya Rothman, who is a terrific baseball player, and I'm assuming all-around athlete. Let's just start. Maya, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing this morning? Let's start there. How are you?
Good.
Are you very sad about the end of the school year?
No.
Yay!
You know, I ask every single...
Like
so my kiddo is 8, almost 9, and finished up his Little League season. Tough loss last night in the first round of their playoffs. First year of kids pitch. And do you know not a single player on that team expressed sadness over the end of the school year? I asked every single one, and they're all like, well, no, I'm happy, I'm excited. I'm like, no, you got to be sad. It's heartbreaking. End of a year, and none of them.
What country are you from, all right? You're not from America. What's the matter with
you?
Yeah,
not a single one. Maya, we were talking about you're in fifth grade, so finishing up fifth grade. Let's talk a little bit about where does your I'm presuming you love baseball. That is true. Yes.
Yes.
She's okay. In uniform for.
Well,
goodness
I just
sakes,
wanted right to make here. Sure. Wanted to verify. Where does your love of baseball come from? Just something that you always enjoy doing from when you can remember.
Just like having fun and playing.
Being with teammates is a big, big part of it. I'm guessing too. Now, what position or positions do you play?
I pitch. I play outfield and I play middle infield.
Wow! So you do a little bit of everything. I like that. Now let's talk a little bit about the event that you're participating in this weekend in Williamsport. Take me through the tryout process here a little bit, or the process that that allowed you to get on the team, because there are not a lot of players. There were a lot of players who wanted to be on this this team or have this opportunity, and not a lot do.
I don't really know. My dad does.
Do you want to, Steve? If you wanted to just come up and talk a little bit, because
you might have to bend over. We only got one microphone here. There you go.
But this is a pretty big deal.
It started with an application process, and part of that application, you were required to basically indicate their baseball resume, and it seems like that's how the selection process went from there. Now, I guess there's girls from 30 different states participating in this, as well as Puerto Rico and Canada, and 96 girls total, and they'll be forming 8 teams, and they'll be playing 2 games each on Saturday and a game each on Sunday.
Now, the teams are set now. I know when we were exchanging last night.
The teams are actually not set.
They're not set.
No, they just had the meeting last night, kind of explaining the whole process of everything, and I think they're going to be determined on Friday, either before or after check-in.
Gotcha. For you, Maya, it's a chance to go to Williamsport, I guess. How excited are you about this opportunity, and maybe what are you most looking forward to about the weekend?
I'm looking forward to playing with, like, girls and stuff.
Yeah, and so this is let's talk. Where are you at in your season right now? Is your season over? Or you're still?
Yeah, it's over.
It is okay. How'd your team do?
We got second place in the championship.
Pretty darn good.
That's good.
I was talking with LC, who helped coordinate this morning, and I guess you played. I think you played Nathan's team somewhere over the weekend, and he said you had a play that. He doesn't know if anybody else in the league would have been able to make. So you're getting some high praise, obviously, deservedly so. When you're out there, are you planning to pitch this weekend? Is that part of what you're expecting to be doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about what's your best pitch? What's your favorite thing about pitching?
I don't know, just like having fun while you're doing it.
Yeah. Do you like getting the strikeouts? Do you like being able to see your teammates make plays?
Mm-hmm.
Both. Do you like getting strikeouts? Are you kidding? Of course she does.
No, no, none of our kids like getting strikeouts.
No, those are the guys that play for the Pirates, okay?
Now, come on. Our pitchers are coming through now.
Maya, you have a favorite team, I'm assuming? Baseball
the
team?
The Phillies.
The Phillies.
You just have to go for the winners, don't you? Yes. You can't toughen up and root and for a lifelong loser like my Pirates.
And favorite player?
Bryce Harper.
I was going to say, if you're a Phillies fan, it's
pretty hard not
Bryce
to
Harper.
Choose Bryce, okay. Yes.
All right, I'm an Orioles fan.
Have you been? Do you get down to Phillies games at all? Have you been to a Phillies
game?
Yeah.
All right.
Favorite memory of being at Citizens Bank Park? Anything stand out in the games that you've been at?
Watching someone hit a home run.
Yeah, see again. Pirates fan here. Do you know we've been to two games this year, have not seen a home run, well, not seen a Pirates home run, and we have gone now, I'm not kidding, this is, I think we have taken our kiddo to six total games, two already this year. 0-6. We have not seen a Pirates win yet.
I think that's an omen.
You have seen the Phillies win, I presume.
Something. Yeah.
Like
I
mean, you pretty much. Stay home, all right? They're trying to tell you something. Now, Maya, all right, you're playing baseball. How long do you want to keep playing baseball?
I don't know.
Long as possible?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. What other sports do you play? Do you play other sports?
Basketball and lacrosse.
Man.
It's one busy girl. Holy
yes.
moly. Okay. Now, some of those, when do you play lacrosse? Wouldn't that be now?
No, the season just ended.
Okay. But baseball just ended.
Yeah.
So you were playing two sports at the same time?
Yeah.
Whew, busy girl. Okay. Holy mackerel. How do you balance all that? That's a lot of stuff. You do allegedly go to school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's three things. How do you balance all that stuff?
I don't know.
Just
two. These two people standing behind you, they do a lot of the balancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow, all right. But, I mean, you want to keep playing multiple sports? Because, let's see, you just fifth grade, right? You just finished fifth grade. So now you're going into, okay, help me out, middle school, all right? At the state college level I'm talking about. You're going into middle school now. I mean, you want to keep playing all those sports, middle school, high school? I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I guess.
You'd like to try that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff. All right. You don't have a fall sport? You play soccer?
Isn't that when basketball is?
Basketball is typically winter.
Fall.
I was going to say, basketball is winter. Soccer would be more like fall. Fall's when you take a break. Take a break in the fall. All right, there you go.
Oh, she's on an AAU tournament team.
United.
Oh, United. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she'll be doing that.
In the fall. So, again, this is – so it's Girls with Game is the experience in Williamsport. And, again, this is – this is a big deal that that you made this team. And, again, talking with a few folks in a little league, they've been impressed with your play. And is there a favorite position you have? I know you do a few of them. Is there one that you're like, yes, I get to do this now?
Probably shortstop.
Shortstop is
big. That's a big position.
It is.
All right. Number six. All right. That's a big position.
We've been working with our shortstops. Again, we're in the 9-year-old league, and the communication part is big. We're working through that. We got much better as the season went along, but communication's a big part of the deal there at shortstop.
Maya, let's say, obviously, you haven't hit your growth spurt yet. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking, all right? Just check. I'm looking at your folks here. They're kind of tall, so I'm thinking you're going to get kind of tall. Would you like to keep playing baseball, like, as you get older, middle school into high school? Because most girls, at some point, I guess, switch to softball. Would you do that? I mean, have you ever played softball? Or if you could, would you like to keep on playing baseball?
Yeah.
Yes, you'd like to keep on playing baseball. Okay. Because, again, this year I've had, I'll call it fun, with girls wrestling. Girls wrestling has become a hot item. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a wrestler, okay? No.
What are you trying to get me into here?
But there's nothing stopping girls from playing baseball. I mean, at the upper levels, if you've got the skills and all that sort of thing, but it just seems like most girls want to switch to softball. You'd like to keep playing baseball.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. All right, that'd be pretty cool. So we'll have to follow. We'll have to see how you do on that. That would be neat.
Just looking through the schedule again here for Williamsport. I know Steve went through it, but it's kind of a Friday through Sunday. So do you guys go down Thursday night?
We'll go down.
You'll go down on Friday. Yeah, I see. Got it. And then fans can obviously go to these games, right? So if folks are interested in heading down, again, you can support a local player here. And it's, again, girls with game experience at Williamsport. If I'm reading this right, first games will be, there's like a clinic in the afternoon on Friday, and then the games start at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. So it'll be 11, 1, 3, and 6:30 for the games. And then it looks like there's a, kind of a celebration at 5:30 on Saturday. And then they'll finish up with games at 10 a.m. and noon on Sunday. But again, just a neat idea. They're bringing, again, girls together who play baseball, again, from all across the country, and bringing them to Williamsport, which, of course, is the place for Little League Baseball, Little League World Series, coming up there later this summer. Do you watch the Little League World Series? Is that something that you watch when it comes around on TV?
Yeah.
It's have you been to the Little League World Series?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing is that? I still have not. It is on my bucket list, and it's embarrassing that I haven't been there yet. Maybe this summer we'll, because our kiddo has started to gravitate big time toward baseball. So maybe I'll finally do what I should have done probably about 40 years ago and get down to the Little League World Series.
Now, this event this weekend is all girls.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, your regular team is boys and girls.
Just boys.
You're the only girl?
Yeah.
There's no other girls?
Yeah.
Whoa. I guess I figured there might be one or two other girls. You're the only one?
Yeah.
Now you're going to be in this event, which is all girls. Is that going to feel weird? Different? What? That's totally different from what you've done. What's that going to? How are you going to handle that?
I don't know.
Just go out and kick some butt. It's just what she does.
All right.
Are you from a hitting perspective? Well, first of all, right-hander or left-hander?
Right-hander.
Okay. And then, how's your hitting? I'm presuming pretty good.
Good.
You love hitting.
Yeah.
Have you hit a home run?
Inside the park only.
That's the best kind. I'm telling you.
Hey, I've only ever had one home run that went over a fence, and I was the most shocked person on the field when that ball went over the left center field fence. All my friends were like, how did that happen? So it's okay, Maya, if it's inside the park. No big deal.
Right. I was a contact hitter.
What is
power that? Was not my game. Home run. I don't know that I
power
ever.
Power is not my game. Look at me. I'm scrawny. All right. Come on. Give me a break.
I was pretty scrawny in those days.
It was one of those I hit the sweet spot and just boom. It went. And where you? And I just stare. I didn't even run to first base. I'm just staring. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Home run. And all the other guys were like, oh, how did that happen? Now, this is the old man's league, Maya. For guys over the age of 45, which was a number of years ago for me, okay? I didn't even have to run the bases. With the rules, this was slow pitch softball, okay? Have you ever done that?
No.
Slow? Really? Okay, you save it. You do what you're doing. But in the old man's league, if you hit a home run over the fence, it's just, okay, home run, and you don't have to run the bases. You just go back to the dugout. And my friends were like, yeah, okay, come on. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm running the bases. I've never done this before. All the way around.
Got to take advantage of the opportunities where they present themselves.
All right, so there we go. Well, Maya, we're about out of time here, but good luck. Sounds like a lot of fun, a very unique event. And maybe we'll get an update next week or something on how it went.
For sure. Yeah. One final question. Are you doing anything this week to prepare for it? Like, are you doing anything with your dad? Or, I mean, now that the season's over, you're just kind of resting and getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that's a good way to do it myself.
There you go. But. Well, hey, good luck. And, yeah, we'd love to get an update next week.
Yes.
Contact him and let us know what happened, because we're curious. This is a very unique event. And we got somebody local who's part of it. So, Maya, good luck.
Thanks.
And congratulations. This is a big deal.
Pretty cool honor, yeah.
Yeah, you ought to take pride in your accomplishment here.